Pace is ready to play fetch. To her, that's what a rescue is, but instead of tennis balls, she retrieves people. A volunteer is hiding among some shrubs on the other side of a large, soggy muskeg. Pace's owner and trainer, Carol Town, holds on to the trembling, whining Labrador retriever. Then Town lets Pace go. The whining stops, and the only sound is the tinkling of the bell attached to Pace's collar.
They better be ready.
A four-legged black streak zips across the muskeg, leaving behind a pack of clumsy humans trying hard but failing to keep up. Pace quickly finds the victim and rushes back to let Town know. Pace leads us to the victim, and her reward is a rousing game of what else? Fetch, this time with a favorite toy. Town has been training Pace since she was an eight-week-old puppy. Just recently, Pace passed her last level of certification. She's now officially the second certified search and rescue dog for the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, a process that took about 2 years.
Well, as far as her testing, her first test was a trail test, and she did that last February. That's a half a mile test at night. A victim is hid on one side of the trail or the other. And she's excellent at that. She loves trails. And then we do the obedience, and that was our hard part because being named Pace, she can't stay still.
Levi, a black lab mix, had been the sole SAR dog. He's about 9 years old, which is close to retirement age. Levi's owner and trainer is Danelle Landis, the SAR dog team captain. She recently bought a young Belgian Malinois named Ripley and started training her to take over when Levi can't do the work anymore.
She's just finishing learning the whole runaway refined piece, which is the very end of the search. So we hold the dog, person runs away with the toy. Then we let the dog go, they get to the person. When they get to the person, they run back and tell us by using an alert signal, which for her is a bark, which took me more than a month to teach her to bark on command.
Barking isn't the problem, of course. It's barking for a specific purpose that can be challenging. And then there's Boomer, a young, happy pit bull mix. He's a little further along in the training process, and he's going to rescue me from a different spot in that same muskeg. And I'm hunkered down in a muskeg, surrounded by little shrubby trees, waiting for a dog to come find me. And I'm getting eaten by mosquitoes. I hear an excited dog off in the distance. The bell. I just got found. Amanda Schuler is Boomer's owner and trainer. She says she wasn't sure what to do about her obsessive, overly energetic dog until she learned that those traits are highly desirable in a search dog. They've been training together for about a year, and he'll be ready for his first test this fall.
He probably has about another year of training. For search and rescue dogs, the obedience portion is sometimes the most challenging because they have so much energy and are ready to go and have to learn to contain the energy. So he's doing well with it, but he has a lot of work to go.
Schuler is confident that Boomer will do well, at least on the search test.
He did, yeah. He's really sharp, and he loves playing this game. And I'm not worried about his 160-acre test either, his endurance. It's the obedience stuff that I'm most worried about, yeah.
For the dogs, searching is just plain fun. And despite the serious need for this kind of work, fun is part of the incentive for their handlers, too. They get to work with their dogs, hang out with other dog lovers, and after training is done for the day, they all have more fun with a group hike through the muskeg. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.